Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in person.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. We're celebrating his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's an attorney specializing in small business issues. And we're talking about the franchise, buying a franchise. We got, Cliff, we're going to need to come back and do another installment, do more on this next time. You know what I mean? We still got a lot to talk about. What's the next thing? We've talked about making sure that you realize you're going to have to work. You're not going to be able to just put up a hanger shingle out and open the door and get out of the way. We also got to make sure you know what the papers say, know what the franchise documents say, what's expected of you, how far can you go, when could you get yourself in trouble, and how badly are the documents in their favor, and can you change any of that? Can you check on their financials? We talked about that. What kind of situation are they in? Do they have a good training program? That's important too, isn't it?
Yeah, the training program, I mean, is how can I say it? Most franchises have pretty good training programs. I mean, these are people who do know how the business is supposed to work. They don't know if it's going to work in your territory, but they do know how to make the smoothies and do all that stuff and how to do that. So that's less of a concern. But here's another concern that I worry about. Is the franchise going to compete with you eventually? A lot of the ice cream franchises fall apart when the franchise starts selling ice creams in supermarkets. I mean, that's what happened to Carvel, the Carvel franchise years ago. When they started selling their ice cream in supermarkets, all the franchisees started dropping like flies because people could now go to their local supermarket and get the Fudgy the Whale cake without having to go to the local franchise guy. Now, that can happen, and especially in a retail franchise, that can and probably will happen. So you want to know more about what's happening there. Basically, buying a franchise, Jim, is a three-step process. First, you tear apart that prospectus, what they call the franchise disclosure document, the FDD. You tear that apart either by yourself or with somebody like me. Step number two, you go out to the discovery day and you ask really tough questions of their executives, like we've been talking about. And then step number three is start talking to all of the franchisees that they have. Mm-hmm. Don't just talk to one or two. If they've got 20, talk to all 20 of them, because it might be that 19th person who tells you something that the others wouldn't for some reason, and will give you a sense of what's really going on.
If you can, find somebody who's failed.
Yes,
and if you can find them and see if you can find them and then see if they'll talk to you. They might not, but if you can, if there's any way to find out what was the postmortem.
Right. Exactly. Now, they probably won't talk to you because they signed an agreement saying they wouldn't disparage the franchise. So
disparaging doesn't mean they can't tell you the facts.
That's exactly right. They certainly can. So, for example, how long does it take to break even? I mean, you should ask that with any business, you know, especially with a franchise. When does it take? How many sandwiches do you have to sell each day to cover your monthly rent?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do the math on this. You know, figure out if you have to sell 1,000 sandwiches a day to cover your local rent, you know, in a local strip mall, that's going to be a problem. That's a gamble I would not take.
Well, and you know, speaking of which, it just made me think of something. When you're thinking about what does it cost to get into a franchise, you also have to consider, okay, if it doesn't work, what's it going to cost me to get out of it?
That's right.
To unwind. To back out of the building I'm going to be in.
Now, here is a dirty little secret, and this is something a lot of franchises will not tell you, but I found it's very true in my practice. Most franchises, I won't say all of them, but most franchises, if you do get in over your head and they're convinced that you gave it your best shot, it wasn't, you know, you were not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The territory is just a dog that won't hunt. Most franchises will let you out early. As long as you agree to some things. You have to agree that you're not going to sue them.
Right.
You can't ask for any of your money back. You're probably going to have to live with the 2-year non-compete that's in the franchise agreement. But you still got
a lot of money invested. You've got a building you probably got a lease on.
That's right.
When I say unwind, you got stuff to unwind.
That's exactly right. And if you're a C corp, you got lots of operating losses that you can take from your taxes for the next 20 years. But that's all you have. So keep in mind, I mean, you know, the typical cost of setting up any kind of a retail operation is $150,000 to $200,000, and that's on top of what you're paying the franchise. So, you know, I mean, the franchises will estimate all of the costs, but do reality check. Talk to local realtors, talk to insurance brokers. Right. Find out what things really cost before you step up to the plate.
Hey, Cliff, there's more to talk about on this. Let's do another show on this next time.
You absolutely. I'm game.
All right. So they can find out more about this. You got some articles on your website along
you
these lines. You
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com.
Check it out, folks. And all of his books are there, too. Hey, Cliff, thanks for being here again, and thanks for 10 great
looking
years.
Forward to the next 10 years, buddy.
Let's do it. 10 years, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Inico. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.